7 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. Heather Bachman is here with me in my studio on the farm. Roberta Fasanelli is with us. We're all together and we're all interested. If you listen to us, the thread, one of the many threads through this program, is your health and well-being, nutrition, exercise, healthy attitude, spirit, you know, the mind-body connection. A lot of these things come up over and over and over again. So when I come across a product, you've heard me talking the last couple of weeks about One World Whey, and I've gotten a couple of interesting notes from people who are listening. You know, whey, what is, how do you spell that? W-A-Y, is this about a street? Is it, you know, the people that hear out of one ear? I pick up my headphone and take, Heather's looking at me like, huh? But the idea is that we don't always listen to everything. You hear part of a story. You know, when people get the wrong idea sometimes about what I've said, Richie, I'll say something and try to make a point because people are in and out. So I want to take a few extra minutes here and clarify some good news about a product called One World Whey, W-H-E-Y. And my interest in this, and through Steve Huer, who is actually has a nutrition degree, has come up with the this formula for this product. We first had a conversation not about this, but Steve and I were talking because of my interest in trying to find something to do with the whey that comes from the milk out of my cows that we're making cheese with. And that was, as you remember, our first conversation, Steve.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about, because you are using this, and I was thinking, wow, this would be great. I can ship you my whey and make millions of dollars selling it to you so you can use it for your whey product. But
you know what? Hold out for that, because someday we will need your whey. Once we get the sales so that we're maxed out with the current farm supply that we use, the current dairy farmer, then we'll come to you and say, hey, give us what you got.
Perfect. All right. So, and the way that happens is for me to help you promote your product so you sell more of it.
Exactly.
And I win all the way around.
Exactly.
Hooray! Actually, the people who are winning are the people who are taking and using this product. Comes in chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. I will tell you another story. A friend of mine came to my house the other day and was looking at some of the nutritional supplements that I have. When you and I were first talking, and everybody that listens to me know I take lots of supplements. So this person saw on top of my refrigerator this great big, Richie, you should see this jug of One World Whey that Steve said to me, chocolate. Because I'm taking it now every day. I mix it with chocolate milk and chocolate ice cream from my store. And I figure I can do that with vanilla, mix it with vanilla and regular milk, or mix it with strawberry milk and strawberry ice cream. The point is, this is a powerful tool, this whey product, One World Whey, a very powerful tool in keeping you healthy, establishing. I mean, there are all kinds of things, all kinds of reasons I want Steve to explain as to why this is a good product, what specially is done to your whey, because you can go to any health food store and find whey, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, there's a big difference between what's on the health food store shelves and this product. As you said, I've been practicing nutrition for 21 years, trying to help people get well through nutritional means.
Wasn't it started because you had a need yourself?
I was mercury poisoned as a kid with mercury fillings, and all of a sudden my health went down, my digestion stopped working, I became chronically constipated, and it was like all of a sudden I became challenged to the point that every day was a challenge just to make it, and it was a struggle for 24 years to regain back my digestive function and regain back some of my adrenal function, but, you know, basically it made me become committed to focusing on what went wrong and how to fix it. And in that journey of trying to undo the knots to my own health challenges, I discovered that one of the most the biggest culprit in my health issue was mercury poisoning and the difficulty in getting rid of it. So over the years of my nutritional work and studies, I found that mercury attaches so tightly to the tissues and so disrupts their function, and if it touches the nerve, mercury kills the nerve. So you end up with all these metabolic dysregulatory functions that doctors are labeling with different disease labels, and they all have their origins in mercury toxicity, whether it's, you know, MS or, you know, ADD or ADHD or digestive problems or chronic yeast or you name it. There's usually that toxic factor, and mercury's a big culprit. And the body's ability to get rid of any toxin, mercury, heavy metals, whatever, is primarily rooted in the cell's ability to produce glutathione. And it's there's such a high need for our cells to produce glutathione that they're supposed to produce 10% of their protein content as glutathione. It's a sulfur-rich amino acid, three amino acids bound together. It's a tripeptide is what it's called. And the one amino acid that's missing in our diets or not abundantly available is this sulfur amino acid called cysteine that feeds the cells and then resurrects the cell's ability to produce this glutathione. Well, I tried many different things, fasting, lots of different diets, and none of them fixed this mercury toxicity problem. It wasn't until I discovered the power of sulfur amino acids to fix this. And in nature, nature's richest source of the sulfur amino acid called cysteine is whey. But the problem with all the whey protein powders on the market is that they've all pasteurized their dairy. They've all cooked it. Mm. And when you cook that, you strip the electrons off
of it. There's a familiar theme here, folks. Beginning to get this familiar theme. Who do you hear talking about raw milk all the time, Richie?
And you, Doug?
Yeah, I think that was it.
So
yeah,
basically, this is we're talking about the same thing. You're using the raw natural product to make your One World Whey, and everybody else is using a pasteurized product, in essence, right?
Exactly. So you know, the difference is vast, and I mean, you end up with all those 20 amino acids that the body's trying to get from the proteins in the milk have been bent and twisted from the heating process of pasteurization, so you lose a huge percentage of the usability of what nature put there, and thus people then end up having all their allergies or dairy sensitivities or whatever. If you leave this stuff raw, unheated, you end up with a product that is so life-giving and so regenerative that I've had more case histories of people calling my office in the last 2 years of making this product available to their transformations of detoxing their bodies, their symptoms, the various health issues going away, that they've had for, you know, chronic period of time.
One of the other things that's interesting to note here, there are a lot of people who are lactose intolerant. I think you mentioned that. And the fact that now you have, as I tell people with the raw milk, if you have lactose intolerance, you need to be drinking the raw milk because you're really not, you're not intolerant to the milk. You're intolerant to the process that's gotten the product that you're drinking to the point where it is. Your body doesn't want it because it isn't natural. And that's the thing about One World Whey and the raw milk. You don't have the intolerance because it hasn't been messed with.
That and also the fact that there is no lactose in it because the lactose is removed through a filtration step. Some people lack that enzyme to digest that milk sugar. But, yeah, so people with dairy intolerances say that they don't have any intolerance to our product. But they're also people are experiencing this increase in muscle strength, the losses of body fat, acquisition of muscle if they've been underweight. The, you know, even mother with vaccine damaged kids has reported that her 4-year-old boy is now speaking normally for the first time in his life and his constipation's gone. And same with his daughter who's vaccine, or her daughter, which is 4-year-old as well. You know, she was vaccine injured and her stunted growth went away, her hair loss stopped happening, she became chipper. And, you know, you said you mix it with ice cream, but, you know, kids, like these two kids as an example, love it so much, the flavor of this product so much, that they say they prefer it over a birthday cake or a present or anything you could offer
them. It's very rich. It's very rich. And I say, when I say rich, I don't mean that it's rich because it's got sugar and stuff in it. It's rich because the taste that you've captured or you put into it is genuine like the rest of the product. And that's, I mean, it really, I used to mix a lot of things together in a shake. And now I found that I like taking this by myself.
Raw milk is very sweet anyway.
Yes, much more so. But if you mix these whey, I mean, there are all kinds. You put it in water. And, I mean, there are all kinds of ways to mix it. What do you suggest to people? What do you do? And what do you find is most useful for people when they're actually taking the product? What do they mix it with?
Well, most people don't have access to raw milk, so they'll use water and maybe throw a piece of fruit or two in there as well. I also have gone to the point of just using a couple of raw egg yolks blended up with the whey protein and water when I didn't have access to raw milk, but preferably raw milk because it tastes so creamy and so good. But if you don't have access to that, you can use water and one or two egg yolks.
Let's just go one step. I don't want to make this too technical. But in the interest of time, I want you to spend a minute, if you will, talking about why your whey protein powder is better in that it comes from grass-fed cows.
Okay,
the milk is from the, like, again, I go back to my dairy, but this is for you to explain to folks so they understand the benefit of this.
There were studies that was done by Francis Pottinger on cats back in the 1930s, I believe, on 900 cats over 10 years, and he fed them 4 different diets, and he did studies on cows and cow's milk and found that if the cow is not eating grass, its natural diet, if it was eating agricultural byproducts like grapeseed peels and beet pulp and cottonseed meal and various things they add to the feed to give them carbohydrate sources and grains and things, that their milk was so inferior that the kittens would develop, they would be smaller litters, health problems, and it just would be very weak milk, even if it was raw.
Yeah.
And that the raw milk from grass-fed cows, that grass is going to be the cow's optimal source of all the nutrients it needs and give you a lot of fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and K2.
Yeah.
And those are growth factors in the body. K2 is the key vitamin to trigger bone growth and bone development, dental development.
See, it all goes around in a circle and comes back to the same thing. Eating, making your choices on what you eat, or in this case, what you supplement your body with, something that's natural and so much more healthy. So, in essence, you've given us the background, your story, and the base of what this is. One other thing I'd like you to clarify, and that is the way you produce this. There's heat applied to most of the other whey products. Yours is the exception.
Yes, exactly. All whey proteins that I've investigated on the market that say cold processed and are in fact using a marketing lie, they've taken the milk was pasteurized first, which is cooking it at 145 degrees for 30 minutes or 161 degrees for 15 to 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Then they remove the whey and they filter the fat and the lactose out of the whey without adding heat to it. And it's truly called technically cold filtered processed, but it makes no difference because the stuff was cooked first, which has destroyed much of what nature put in there. So if you try to raise a baby cow on pasteurized milk, and they've done this, and I've got this in my report, you can see a vast difference in the health of the animal externally and in their internal organs if they're drinking raw versus pasteurized milk.
Yep, it's absolutely a perfect union. So here's the deal. The folks that are involved with Steve with this One World Whey product want you to know that you can investigate by going online to One World Whey, WHEY.com, One World, WHEY.com, OneWorldWhey.com, or you can call 888-988-3325. Get more information. Try this product. You will find it does, and I've been on it for like maybe 3 weeks a month. It really does make a difference. And I like the musculature, the things that are, smoothing out. People that are around me are, they used to chuckle because I have a lot of gas. And I seem to have less gas, not to get too personal, but I do have less gas. I don't notice it. Much. Heather, have you noticed that? Richie, you noticed my...
Actually, now that you mention it, yeah. I don't get to hear all the nice sounds in the microphone.
When are we going to put Charlotte on it?
Well, maybe we need to put Charlotte on it.
Just an idea.
Charlotte is my dog, Steve. Anyway, the whey protein powder that is far and away above what you can find anyplace else, you can find it by calling 888-988-3325, One World Whey, or go online to OneWorldWhey.com. That's WHEY, OneWorldWhey.com. Steve Huer, who is the chief cook and bottle washer with all of this, is here with us. Thank you, Steve. It's 21 after on Good Day.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com Order today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Version better.
Yeah, well, this is Frankie Lane singing the theme from Rawhide.
It's the best part right there.
Get him up. Head him up.
Yeah.
Crank him up. In Rawhide.
But there is a great version, Richie's right, of this. Get goosebumps when you listen to the Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers do a great job.
Clint Eastwood is 82 today, so we celebrate his birthday with the theme. What are you doing woof for? Is that because he's 82?
He's 82, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, we get started with our birthday list.
My birthday is Saturday.
Your birthday is Saturday, right, Roberta?
Yeah. We're having a big old party. Roberta's going to be 81, actually.
Right, exactly. Younger
I have a portrait in the attic.
Springtime. Yeah, right. Right. Dorian Gray is up there. Peter Yarrow, one of Peter, Paul, and Mary, digs rock and roll music. Is he the one that got into trouble, or is Paul the one that got into trouble?
I think it's Peter.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, this is the only one of their songs I like right now.
Really? I dig rock and roll music. I love leaving on a jet plane. Pop the Magic Dragon always makes me cry. I love If I Had a Hammer. My God, what a great song that is.
If I Had a Hammer, I'd beat the hell out of their CD.
Blowing them. I have no taste, you see. No taste. Peter Yarrow, born this day, 1938, making him 74 today. Also on the list is actress Sharon Gless, won an Emmy for being Cagney and Lacey, won the Emmy in 1985, 1986, and 1987. 3 years in a row. Pretty good accomplishment. She is now on the... she's the mother of... what's his face? Burn Notice.
Yeah.
Right, yes, she's the mother.
Burn Notice.
And you'll notice she's always smoking a cigarette.
Always.
She's had she's had a lot of serious health issues during her life. Because she's
so that's not
a compulsive
just character.
Smoker.
No. Wow.
Just went to another funeral yesterday for a friend of mine's mom who smoked her whole life.
Yep. Yeah. You got to wonder.
It'll get you every time, man.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yep. All right, so we got Sharon Gless.
Hey, but if you do have any kind of medical problems, you can call Trapper John and me.
Yeah. Gregory Harrison was Trapper John. No, he was Gonzo. Well,
he was Gonzo.
Gonzo. But this show, where did he go? You never seen him.
No, you don't.
Nothing. Gonzo. It's too bad.
Gonzo's Gonzo.
Gonzo. Shoot off.
Yeah, right. 62 he is today, born in the state, 1950. Tom Berenger, whose real name is Thomas Michael Moore. Why he changed his name, I don't know. Born in the state, 1949. Actor in lots of sort of B-movies, B-television shows. You'd recognize him, though, for sure. One Life to Live he was in, If Tomorrow Comes. He's been a lot of Army movies.
Hmm.
Playing soldiers, that sort of thing. Platoon is one of them.
He was in Gettysburg, Looking for Mr. Goodbar. I mean, he's a very well-known actor, frankly, but never really got to the prominence that many people
always
thought.
Always stayed on that B-list.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Right exactly.
Sorry, he still lives in a house in the hills in Hollywood, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Nothing wrong with that. Joe Namath's birthday is today. Do you know that?
I didn't.
His, what's his real name? I guess it's Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe.
Yep, birthday wishes go out to him. Susan Essman is Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the most just ridiculous waste of time.
I never got that show.
I never get
never
him.
And
he is so self, he's an egoist. Remember the other day we were talking about him? That's what he is. Corey Hart. Not related to Corey Haim or the other Corey Feldman.
Same thing, yeah.
Age 50 today. Scotty Hill, guitarist from Skid Row, is 48 today, Richie.
Yes.
And Phil Kagan, the host of The Amazing Race, is 45 today. It's 20 and after on Good Day.
A father's fury and his family's cry for help. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
All right, just what is it you want?
I told you what I want. I just want to take a few girls out on the boat.
All right, enough with the boat, okay?
Mom, he's not even listening to me.
Enough with the damn boat! I haven't talked to my father like that. He put a strap to me.
Chaz Palminteri is a father living on the edge between being a loving dad and a living monster in Mighty Fine, a new family drama in theaters now. Palminteri plays Joe Fine, a Brooklyn businessman who uproots his wife and two daughters to move to New Orleans in the 1970s. To the world, he's a great guy, but his wife and daughters know the ugly truth. Joe has an explosive temper, and as his business plans in New Orleans begin to unravel, he becomes dangerously unstable. Writer-director Debbie Goodstein based the movie loosely on her own family, and young actress Jodelle Ferland plays her role. Andie MacDowell stars as Joe's long-suffering wife, a Holocaust survivor, and the older daughter is played by MacDowell's real-life daughter, Rainey Qualley. Mighty Fine is a small independent film, and Palminteri, a former Oscar nominee, says Joe is just the kind of complex character most big-budget Hollywood movies never even try to portray.
I like him because he's a real paradox. He has a very bad anger issue problem, but he was a really loving father. He really loved his kids. He loved his wife.
In a movie context, it would be easier to show someone beating people up, but you've got to show a guy being angry and sort of abusive, but he's withholding the physical side of it, isn't he?
Absolutely, yes. He doesn't hit the kids at all. He has a violent rage about him, and it's very scary.
A character who can be many things at once, and that's a hallmark of a good small film, isn't it?
The difference in a Hollywood movie, they want you to root for the character, and you got to love him in the end. But in a real independent movie, it's real. It is what it is. That's the difference.
I found sweetest one, oh my own.
Mighty Fine stars Chaz Palminteri and Andie MacDowell. I'm Bill Newcomb.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't
can't live without.
Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Bad. All right, so let's see who's here. All those present accounted for.
Here.
Rich, raise your hands.
McFadden.
Heather, raise your hand.
Here.
Roberta, bet her hands not
I'm
up.
Here.
Oh, wow.
I'm here.
Okay, I have a proposition for you to think about. And this is one of Richie's pet peeves. Therefore, I find it to be an interesting and good target. One of my pet peeves as well.
Fire away.
Okay, so let's see here. I believe if we look on the calendar and go back exactly 3 years, maybe it's four, but it's this time of year, 3 or 4 years ago, oil's at $140 a barrel.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Gas prices went up to $4, more or less, right? Yesterday's spot price for oil, the sweet crude that is the most popular, on the speculators market, the commodities market, $90 a barrel. Last time I looked at the price of gasoline, in many places in the country, it was still bumping $4 a gallon. So it's $50 a barrel less.
$3.68 here.
$3.68 where you are. Mm-hmm. I think I paid $3.69 for diesel yesterday.
It dropped.
I don't remember
recently,
what, but it's gone down about 40 cents.
Mm-hmm. Quickly.
But that's not reflected in the price. If it's if it was $4 a gallon at $140 a barrel, mm-hmm. if you do the calculations backwards, $90 a barrel equals $295.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why are we still paying $340, $350 if they aren't really tucking it to us? Every quarter, the oil companies release their profit statement. We see 6, 7, 10, 12 billion, depends on which company it is, profit. Nothing against, we have to have profits. You have to, in order to get people to develop new products and create new things, got to be the profit instead of in it. But at some point, and I don't know where it is, I don't know what it is, and it really isn't going to come from browbeating the oil companies, because they don't give a rat's tail. They're going to make as much money as they can make. So when do we really get serious about either not using their product or pushing us to create our own system that protects the supply that we have here in this country, which is overwhelming. We all talk about the Middle East. I remember when I had this conversation with a guy in Kuwait when I went to Iraq a couple of years ago about the amount of oil that's there, and he looked at me quizzically. He was a he wasn't a Kuwaiti, but he was a Middle Easterner, and he had a wry. He understood English very well. He didn't speak it too well, but he knew what I was saying. So he had this. It was a hot, Rich, you wouldn't have believed. We got off the plane in American Airlines flew us to Kuwait City. Got off, and then we had to go in on the Air Force planes from Kuwait into Baghdad. So we're on the ground. It is unbelievably hot. And we're wearing these flak jackets. We had 50 pounds worth of gear on us, plus the silly helmet. Don't you remember? You saw those pictures of me. I will tell you that it was 118 degrees in that hangar. And everybody's walking around looking for some way out. So I'm looking for somebody to talk to, because if I sit there, I'm going to fall asleep. So I found this guy over in the corner who's just sort of there as one of the locals. You know, they bring in locals to sort of shepherd people around to help everything keep moving. So I start talking to this guy to find out who he is. Turns out he works for everybody's best friend. And who would that be, Richie? Dick Cheney.
Ah, okay.
All right. Got it? What? I think we just lost Roberta. Anyway.
I said, gag me.
All right. Well, the company begins with
evil incarcerated.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So he works for a company that does a lot of oil work in the Middle East. Let's just put it that way. How do you suppose all that happened? And Mr. Cheney told Reagan and everybody else, oh, we got our friends in the Middle East, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we all know that story. So this guy's talking to me about, he knows more, it seems, about American oil than he knows about Middle Eastern oil. He says to me that what's in the ground in America is pretty much better quality all the way around, like our coal. We have better coal here in the main than most other coal. Excuse me, we have lousy coal in the east, but the stuff that comes out of the west is apparently amazing. And the same is true with the oil that's under the ground through the upper Midwest, the Dakotas, even in Nebraska, and down through this sort of, boomerang. It looks like a boomerang, sort of the almost an L. You start up in the Dakotas and you follow it down. You go across to Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and down into Kentucky. The oil, apparently, is extraordinarily sweet. That is easy to refine, not heavy, not expensive. We have more of it, apparently, under our ground, under the surface of our country, or all over the country, than they got in the Middle East.
Wow.
And in Alaska, you know what another source. What the hell are we doing?
But the bottom
line. You know what I think the plan is, Doug?
What's the plan?
I think this is a very long-range plan, and in a way, you have to agree, it is kind of smart, is to basically deplete the
drain
oil
the Middle
that
East.
There. Drain the Middle East.
Yeah.
Because then, 100 years from now, if we have the best oil and the best coal, we'll be in a dominant
position. Alternative sources.
Yeah,
you know, I never thought
alternative
of that.
Sources.
Never have I thought about that before. That's an interesting thing.
I really think that that's a long-range plan that they just keep very quiet. And you gotta admit, that is a very smart plan.
It is a good plan.
Roberta, I'm putting you on the ballot.
Yeah, Roberta. The only problem with that is who are we going to go to war with when all the rest of the
whole thing. Once they don't have anything of value, we don't have to.
Right,
and they won't be able to afford weapons to attack us because they have nothing to sell except
Richie loves to say, let's shut them all down so they'll go back to throwing rocks at each other.
That's right.
But it is the source of all of the problems that we have in the world.
They get their money from drugs and oil.
Right.
Yep.
Stop doing drugs. Stop using their oil.
And
or grow our own drugs here and make it legal.
Once again, I'm putting you on the ballot.
Either of those two things. Okay. She can be both vice president and president under the new regime.
I mean, it makes sense.
The new world order. So we can complain about this stuff. Somebody sent me an email that got me thinking about this. His name is Jim. And Jim, if you're listening, thank you for taking the time to send an email to Doug at DougStephan.com. He listens on KBBR in Brainerd, Minnesota. He was talking about us taking the shorts because I was talking about us taking it in the shorts, basically. He says, I'm not a real smart guy, but it seems to me that we're getting it. If we keep reelecting the same old people, we can expect the same old crap. And he's right. But then you have, like, Roberta is throwing this. This was not where I thought the conversation would go. But now that you bring that, you introduce that into the conversation, it's kind of
it's very interesting.
Genius, mm-hmm. in a sense. Mm-hmm. Not that I use that term often to refer to Roberta, but at any rate, in this circumstance, I'll give you all the kudos, Roberta. And today Thank is you. The special day. You will not get thrown under the bus for any reason. Today, it was today, yesterday actually was, no, actually today Richie was, and he threw himself under the bus because we screwed something up earlier. And congratulations, Rich, today is your turn to be under the bus.
It's my job.
Heather hasn't been here long enough to get thrown under the bus yet, but she's working on it. She's been here, what?
I am.
Three,
I'm
4 months? How long have you been around here?
God, it seems like forever.
Oh, perfect.
Right. In a good way.
Yes, right, exactly.
They're around here, if you want to stick around, you got to take one for the team every now and then.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm a team player.
Right, exactly. All right. We have posted some pictures at Doug Steffen, on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, of the Meet the Calves event this week, Richie. For those of you who love to follow what's going on at the farm, here are some photos of, will you stop it?
And what did her calves look like?
Get away with pictures? Anything today.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, you see, where we put these calves in a little corral, and we had hundreds of people show up.
It was amazing.
You were a part of that. I was in and out. I couldn't get in and out. I'm bringing equipment in and trying to change equipment and get out fast. And
I'm across the street from the farm, so I had bird's eye view of it. Was jam-packed.
Yeah. But Richie gives us some good views of some of the equipment there in front of the barn. But the kids and the calves, that's what really makes this wonderful.
Where are they again? I see pictures of the calves.
Mm-hmm. You have the Meet the Calves. Did you highlight it as Meet the Calves on the Facebook page, Heather?
Oh, it's on the Facebook page. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm looking at the slideshow.
Oh, Facebook page. Well, we ought to put these on the website as well, because people love this sort of thing, and it gives you a kind of a look at see what goes on at Eastleigh in general.
There's there are four on our Facebook page, but if you go to the I Support Eastleigh Farms
Facebook page,
there are a ton more great photos.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really hard to choose from them.
Well, this is kind of good stuff. It's fun stuff. And I'm so happy to be able to do it. It's 16 before the hour. This is today's Good Day program.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise?
Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
What's new at DougStephan.com?
Yeah. That was rough.
I know it was, but I think it was better. Hi, we have chiropractic news, practical chiropractic news, and shockingly, it's connected to cows. I know you'll find that hard to believe, most of you, but here's the story behind the story, which you actually can get in detail at DougStephan.com today, how we dairy farmers are using chiropractors to take care of our cows. Also, there's a new craze in the dairy world for waterbeds for cows. So, chiropractors.
Wow,
waterbeds
for cows.
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, here's the Rich, you can follow the story. I actually see some pictures at DougStephan.com.
Now, if you get them a waterbed, do you get them like strobe lights and stuff for the barn too?
I don't know.
Shag carpet, yeah. You know.
And do you play Barry White through the sound system?
There is a spinal adjustment that's available to cows.
Maybe you can get a roller rink. Click Happy and Tennille, put them all on roller skates.
They'll wear little headbands and sweatbands and stuff.
Very funny. Very
I like it.
Funny. Why not? Disco ball.
It's fun.
They'll probably give more milk. Cows would be contented. Cows that are contented give more milk.
Easier letdown. There
right.
You go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So gentle the cows don't even know the milk's gone. Anyway, what were you saying, Richie?
Well, no, I mean, you just get that whole 70s thing. They'll be on a happy cow, and you know.
Right. And then you
can have like a slow skate. Remember the slow skate?
Okay, so just imagine the cow's there. You're rubbing the spine of the cow by gently squeezing it from its neck to its tail, pausing to apply a firm bit of pressure to one hip, and then readjust, come down to that vertebrae and readjust them.
Is this legal?
The cow stands in calm silence, moving only enough to reach another mouthful of grass. And then it reclines in its bed of water. Water bed is very comfortable, very satisfactory, very satisfied, very relaxed, very comfortable.
Doug, you have hit new heights of weirdness.
It's the Happy Heifer promotion.
That's right, exactly. We have Happy Heifers.
Love it.
The cow comfort. Cow comfort has become a key concern for me.
Cow comfort
is a key concern. Keeping my cows
comfortable
is a complicated task. I have to feed them well, keep the temperature right around them, and making sure that they are well adjusted, literally and figuratively. Keeping the cows mellow is important and productive.
Yes.
Right? Cows, classical music or sexy music.
But can they hustle?
Yes, they can hustle. We get them into the barn. They hustle right into. They like to eat that silage that smells so good with you. And then they do the hustle. So imagine the cows living in paradise, and we'll get some of that stuff posted at DougStephan.com. I must admit, I have a smile on my face as well. 51 after our good day.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Apologies, and plenty of them, from the president to Mitt Romney to Kathy Lee Gifford. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start right at the top with President Obama. This past Tuesday, the president handed out more than a dozen Medals of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award. The recipients included World War II freedom fighter Jan Karski.
Before one trip across enemy lines, resistance fighters told him that Jews were being murdered on a massive scale, and smuggled him into the Warsaw Ghetto and a Polish death camp to see for himself.
The president clearly did not mean to say Polish death camp, to which the nation of Poland has reacted quite negatively. White House spokesman Jay Carney issued the apology yesterday.
He was referring to Nazi death camps in German-occupied Poland. As we've made clear, we regret the misstatement.
We move on to another unintentional error from Mitt Romney's campaign this time, which is downplaying a mistake in one of its iPhone apps. The app gives Romney supporters a chance to put captions on photos and send them to others. The flawed element says a better America, but America is spelled A-M-E-R-C-I-A. Romney's press secretary didn't so much as apologize as to simply say, hey, mistakes happen, adding, quote, I don't think any voter cares about a typo, end quote. And I'm sure voters across Mercia agree. And lastly, we take you to the final hour of yesterday's Today Show on NBC. Kathy Lee Gifford is interviewing comedian Martin Short.
Hey, he and Nancy have got one of the greatest marriages of anybody in show business. How many years now for you guys?
We married 36 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're still like in love.
Madly in love. Madly
wow.
In love.
Why?
Cute. I'm cute.
Only one problem with Kathy Lee's questions to Martin Short about his wife. Nancy Short died nearly 2 years ago of ovarian cancer. Martin Short told Kathy Lee about this during the ensuing commercial break, after which Kathy Lee apologized.
So my apologies to him and his family for not realizing that.
Really is incredible how gracious Martin Short was in handling that, and more incredible how Kathy Lee Gifford is still on TV at all. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
Another rough day on Wall Street, a triple-digit loss for the Dow, down 161 points yesterday to 12,420. S&P fell 19, NASDAQ was down 34, crude oil tumbled more than 3%, a drop of $2.94 a barrel, finishing at $87.82. A recall in the news, the Consumer Product Safety Commission says Toys R Us is recalling more than 20,000 Imaginarium toys due to a choking hazard. The agency says the small wooden knobs on the toy can apparently come off and pose a risk. Consumers can return the toy for a refund or store credit. And finally, an update on the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. Hey, can't ding me. I didn't spell anything yet. 278 young spellers in this year's competition. A written test was given to all the contestants yesterday, along with each of them spelling two words on stage, as the field was narrowed down to the top 50 for today's semifinals, leading to tonight's finals, all to be televised on ESPN. The spellers this year included the youngest ever to qualify, 6-year-old Lori Ann Madison of Virginia, competing against other spellers more than twice her age. Lori Ann was asked about this. She said, no big deal.
Honestly, it's not as big, and I'm not really excited. Like, hey, I'm going to National Spelling Bee. I'm more like, it's fine.
She is a little firecracker. And listen to what Lori Ann had to say about all the interviews she's been giving.
Too much of it is really overwhelming. I mean, one is fine, two is fine, three is fine, but not too many.
Unfortunately, Lori Ann did not make it to today's semifinals. She did spell dirigible correctly, D-I-R-I-G-I-B-L-E, but on the word ingluvies, which means a craw or crop of birds, Lori Ann spelled it with an E at the beginning instead of an I. But there's little doubt this is not the last we've heard of Lori Ann Madison. I'm David Weiss, W-E-I-S, and two S's, I knew that. That's the news that matters.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
American